So today we will see our Ritudweep. I think past two, it's been 2 days we ended at Koladweeps. So 2 days we couldn't do. We will try to see two dweeps today, Ritudweep and Janudweep. So we will just do a small prayer in our heart that we are praying to Sri Panchatattva, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda, Sri Mati Radharani, Sri Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, all the Acharyas and all the assembled devotees, so that we will be able to do our parikrama with a humble mode. Okay, so the next is Ritudweep. It's the sixth island. See, we started at Antardweep, then Simantadweep, then Gotrumdweep, then Matyadweep, then Koladweep. So today we are here. So how many we finished? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Today, and if time permits, we'll go to Janudweep. So Ritudweep, it represents Archanam. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Navadvip Bhava Taranga, he has written, he said that this is the area where we, as we have seen in the introduction also, that all the holy places, everything resides in Navadvip. So he writes that Radha Kund and Shyam Kund are in this area. And sometimes when Gauranga Mahaprabhu was performing his pastimes, then he remembers the cows' names. And he will be calling he remembers all the tending cows' pastimes, and he'll be calling the cows with their names. Oh, Shyamali, oh, Nandini, oh, Dhavali, oh, Yamuna, where are you?
There's different kinds of cows, and yes, they
want different kinds of cows. Yeah, so they... Then they go, he calls them, and he's just, you know, feeling very sad. And he's like, you know, he shows that mood, like he's missing all the cows like that. So he gets into that ecstatic mode. And why is this place called Ritu? If you know, and in Telugu also, like my mother tongue is Telugu, and we call the seasons as Rutus, Rituvulu we say. So Ritu means the seasons, and we have six main seasons in India. So the first is spring, summer, beginning pre-winter, winter, autumn, and monsoon. So what happened? And now this place is called as Rathpura. And the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had done wonderful pastimes here. So if you remember, the before place of this we saw was Champahati. So from there we are coming right here. And of all the six seasons, they are talking to themselves. All the Rutus were talking. They said that Narada Muni already announced that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is going to come very soon. And some say that the Lord will appear. And one Rutu is saying the Lord will appear in Nadia. And one Rutu is saying that, oh, the Lord manifests all his pastimes here. And there one says that, oh, Narada Muni already said, and when is he going to appear? And one will say that, oh, Vasanta Rutu is very, very fortunate because Lord appeared in that Rutu. So all Rutus were talking and they were meditating on the Lord. So that's why this is called as Ritudweep. They're all meditating here. And whoever visits this holy place will be free from all kinds of suffering and will take birth in Nadia. So now Lord Nityananda identified this place as Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. So when, if you remember in Champahati, we spoke about Vaninath Mishra, who is the brother of Gadadhar Pandit. So Nityananda Prabhu stayed there with some devotees, and the next day from Champahati he started coming to this place on a parikrama. And then when he was coming, he said, oh, look at this beautiful place. The trees are all bowing down. Look at this cool breeze. So many nice flowers are there, the humming sound. And he enters into Mahabhav and he'll be saying, hey, where is my horn? Hey, Kana is sleeping. Now I have to go tend the cows. If Kana is not there, then how will I go? So he goes into that Bhav and he's talking all the Vrindavan Leela, Golok Leela, and then he will be saying all those, like, now wake up, we have to go, we have to take cows, how will I go alone? Then saying that, he will feel ecstatic and he will He will be talking. Then the his associates will say, no, your brother now in Gaura Leela, he has appeared as Gaura Chandra and he's going to take sannyas and very soon he's going to go to Neelachal Dham. Hearing that, Nityananda Prabhu will faint, like he will fall. And he fainted for how many dandas? 4 dandas. 1 danda is equal to 24 minutes. So he was unconscious for that long and they were all, the associates around him were saying Gaura Geeta, they are talking about Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Prabhu, then he wakes up and he says, this place is none other than Radha Kund. Right now there is no big spot, like it's in between, like, you know, it's like a road and there are a lot of fields and there is one spot, but so that is the place where Radha Kund is there in Navadvipa. So whoever resides here will get love of Godhead. So now we'll go to Vidyanagar. So from Champa, actually in Rutudvip, Vidyanagar is the major place. And so from Rutudvip, if you have to come from Champahati to Vidyanagar, in between is the place where this Radha Kund and Shyam Kund is found, there. So Vidyanagar, we know Vidya means knowledge. So this place is all about knowledge. So this abode is, this is the place where 4 Vedas and 64 arts and sciences are residing. Saraswati, goddess of learning, is there at this place. Brahma, Shiva and all the rishis, they are giving various types of knowledge at this place. And one day in the kingdom of, in Indra's place, there was a discussion going on and suddenly Brihaspati will, you know, start behaving little different. Then they will ask, like the demigods, ask, like, what? Why are you concerned? What is happening? Then Brihaspati will say, Lord is very soon going to appear in Jagannath Mishra's house. And now this time, Krishna was the chief of grazing cows, but this time when he comes, he'll be chief of knowledge. So he's going to appear there and he says, I want to leave there. And he will start to Navadvip. And he started meditating on Lord's pastimes. Then very soon, Lord Gauranga will be revealed. Like he will come, he will give darshan and he will say, you know, when I come in Kali Yuga as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you're also going to come. You're going to come as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. His name is Vasudeva Sarvabhauma. So you're going to come. When I come, you'll come and you will teach various branches of knowledge. So then Brihaspati also, hearing that, he with a lot of dedication, he'll start learning and he will start preaching all about God and Vedas for the pleasure of Lord. So Vidya means knowledge, Nagara means a village. So this is called Vidya Nagara. And the glories of this place is like during the devastation, when the devastation happens, what happens? All the living entities and everything, you know, whatever, they all rest in one petal. We know, we saw that Navadvip is an 8 petal lotus. So in one petal, they are residing. They stay there. And even in the, during, when Matsya was saving Vedas, it is said that he brought all the Vedas to this place in Matsya Avatar. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur meditates on Vidyanagara and he says, I make this petition to the Teerth of Vidyanagara. May the ignorance which hides Gauranga's identity never cover mine. He wrote a lot of prayer, but I just like this. I just wrote this. He's saying, may the ignorance which hides Gauranga's identity never cover my mind. May my mind transcend this Maya. He wrote in Navadvip Bhavataranga. So now we go seeing Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. So this is the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and his brother Vidya Vachaspati. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was born in 1460. He was born in Vidyanagar and he was born to Maheshwara Visharadha. So what happened? He was a great expert in logic at his time and he studied in Mithila. Today's Bihar. He studied there and those days they were not allowed to write. His teacher was not even allowing to write. So whatever he learned, it's all was there in his mind. So he was that scholar. Then he came back. Then he started a school in Navadvip as Navavidya. So no, Navanyaya, new logic. He started that school and after that King Pratap Rudra from Orissa calls him, so he will leave to Orissa. But still the school was continuing. His brother Vidya Vachaspati was taking care of it. So, but Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur now established a mutt here, like when he was there. So we don't see his house, rather there is a Gaudiya mutt. And these are the deities. These were the deities which were worshipped by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's brother, Vidyavachaspati. So this place, like here, there is a school also we were talking, right? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come here and he used to defeat all the disciples of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya at this place. And here comes an interesting thing. These trees. So in this place, there are 11 trees. And the scientists also say that they don't know what is the species. They don't know the origin of these trees. And it is said that when Lord came here, he dug a pen, you know, his pencil or pen with what they write. And from that grew this tree. These are called kalam trees. Pen. Kalam is pen, right? So they're called kalam trees. So those trees are here at this point. And then once what happened was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Puri, when he was going to Vrindavan for the first time, he came to this place where Vidya Vachaspati's house. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur compares this pastime that we are going to see as the Leela, where in Kurukshetra, when Krishna comes after many years, then all the Vrajavasis, they will come and they for the Tratayatra, and they want to take back Krishna to their house. So he compares that to this pastime. So let's see the pastime. So he comes and he says to Vidya Vachaspati, my heart is in Vrindavan. I want to go there, but I have a request for you. I want to stay here for a few days, spend bathe in Ganges. So he stays in this house for 5 days and he requests Vidya Vachaspati not to reveal that he is here. But just like nobody can cover sun, very soon the news will spread and everybody, huge crowds, they will start crossing Ganges. They'll come from various places. They came to know that Lord is here and they will come here. And when they come here, the boat was also, because lot of crowd, the boat was also sinking and the boatman's dress, everything got wet. And they all, because seeing the boatman's dress is wet, they gave their dress to the boatman and they started swimming just to see the Lord. So finally, the Lord, they come, they will request Vidya Vachaspati, see, please, we want to see Lord, let us see, the air is filled with Hari, Hari, Gauranga names, Hari, Hari, they're shouting, they're saying the names. And then finally, the Lord will come outside. The Lord will come and then he will give the darshan and he will say, okay, chant, take the names of Lord Hari. And suddenly he disappeared. And when he disappeared, everybody was, falling down. The crowd was so huge, not even air. There is space for air to pass in. Then they all felt so unconscious seeing Lord. They felt so unconscious. And then suddenly to Vidya Vachaspati, a Brahmana from his house comes and says that Lord went to Kuliagram. And meanwhile, what happened? Everybody started saying to Vidya Vachaspati, no, Lord is inside your house. You are just hiding him. You are not letting us know. Please let us go. Please let us go. And Vidya Vachaspati was saying, no, what I'm saying is truth. Lord is not there inside my house. Then when he comes to know this, he will go. He will go and they all will go together. He will say, see, Lord is in Kuliagram. They all will go and he'll come and Vidya Vachaspati will talk to the Lord. He will say, you are independent of everything. You don't have any rules and conventions. But these people who are crowded, they don't understand and they are very angry and they're scolding me. They're saying that I hid you in my house. Please have mercy and show yourself for a moment. Then Lord Chaitanya agreed to his desire and then he will come, give his darshan, and everybody felt so blissful and some were asking forgiveness to the Lord for their previous mistakes. So that pastime happened at this Vidya Vachaspati's house. And appearance of Saraswati Devi. So once when Brahma saw, he witnessed the annihilation, he offered prayers to the Lord. When he opened his mouth to offer prayers, Mother Saraswati came out of his tongue, and by her potency, he could, offer very beautiful prayer. So this place is called as Sharada Peet, where Saraswati is residing. That's why it's called Vidyanagar. And in this place, if you see the glories, by taking shelter of this holy place, rishis learned 64 varieties of knowledge and they defeated ignorance. Valmiki got the instruction from Narada Muni at this place. Dhanvantri received Ayurveda here. Vishwamitra learned archery here. Brahma manifested 4 Vedas here. Shiva discussed the Tantra here. Shaunaka Rishi read Vedic mantras here. Patanjali sage revealed Yoga Shastra here. Vedavyasa revealed Puranams. Pancharatra was written here by 5 sages, including Narada Muni. Kannada Muni wrote Vaisheshika philosophy. Kapila Muni wrote Sankhya philosophy. So all this happened at Vidyanagar. So that's why it's titled as Vidya. And at this place, one time it is said that all the Upanishads, this was explained, Radhanath Swami Maharaj is one of his yatra, said this, that Upanishads were taking shelter. They were worshipping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Upanishads talk about impersonalism, that Lord has no form. So he didn't give the darshan. And he said, he said in a sound vibration, with unseen form, he came and he said, in Kali Yuga, when I appear, then you can, you know, personally witness me and then you will understand that you will have my darshan. Now I will not give you darshan, then you will have my darshan and you will understand that I have a form, that God has a form. So since then, Upanishads are also waiting at this place quietly to have darshan of the Lord. So this is about Ritudvip. Mataji, can we quickly see Janudvip? Just 5 minutes. Is it okay? It's 9 o'clock already.
Yes, Mataji, go ahead.
So then we will go to Janudvip. So this place represents Vandanam. So it's non-different from Badravan. If you remember in Vrindavan Parikrama, we did Badravan, Bandirvan. So Badravan, it's non-different from Badravan. And this is the place where Janu Muni resided. So this island was named after Janudvip. So what happened? We all know Bhagiratha. King Bhagiratha's father was Dilipa and his father was Amshuman and his father was Sagara. King Sagara, we all know the curse, right? King Sagara was doing Ashwamedha Yajna and then Indra steals the horse and then what happens? They will be searching for the horse. Then they'll see Kapila Muni. So they thought Kapila Muni is the one who stole the horse and then they'll come angry towards Kapila Muni. Kapila Muni opens his eyes and they all get burnt. Then King Sagara's grandson Amshuman comes. Amshuman, then he was not able to, he will see Kapila Muni and he will offer obeisances. And Kapila Muni says, only if Mother Ganges come, then your forefathers will get delivered. And this is the horse that your ancestors were searching for. He will give. But then he, Amshuman does tapasya, Ganga didn't come. His son Dilipa does, then Ganga didn't come. Then again his son, Bhagiratha, he does the tapasya, Mother Ganga is pleased and she will start following him. He will lead the way. We have seen in the previous Dvipa also where she stops at Navadvip. So then what happens when the Ganga was coming and Janu Muni has his ashram here and it is said that because Bhagiratha is flowing, Janu Muni was doing his ashraman in every day after, like, you know, different times when they do, they was doing ashraman and his cup and the spoon fell in Ganges and Janu Muni got so upset. He was very angry and he drank all of the Ganga. And when King Bhagiratha saw the Ganga was not coming with him, he comes and he pleases, he prays to Janu Muni and he will ask, please give Mother Ganga back. Then it is said that Janu Muni cuts his thigh and then he will let Ganga flow. So that's one version. And there's another version also that Janavi means Ganga. So it is said that Janavi comes from the ear of Janu Rishi, and that's why Mother Ganga became the daughter of Janu Rishi. And when he came from the ear of Janu Rishi, then that is when it got, you know, different branches. We know that all the nine islands, the Bhagiratha is flowing. So it is said that is when Ganga got divided. That's another version. And this is the place where Janu Muni's ashram was there, this banyan tree. Now there is no ashram, but this is banyan tree is the indication. So here there is Bhishma Tila also. So Bhishma Pitamaha also comes to Navadvip. We know that he's a son of Ganga and Ganga's father is Janumuni. So he will come. Bhishma will come here in search of his maternal grandfather. He will stay here. And then he will, you know, get all the, he will be getting, receiving all the knowledge from his grandfather. He will teach him dharma. He will teach him bhakti. And then he will meditate on Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu will appear and he will say, you know, you will teach all the teachings of bhakti, all dharma to King Yudhishthira at the time of your death. And you will eternally reside in Navadvip. You will come back. This will be your place. So he will get darshan of Lord Gauranga. And also it is in Vishnu Sahasra, if you see in Vishnu Sahasranama Stotra, actually Bhishma Pitamaha mentions the appearance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He says, Suvarna Varna Hemango Varnagash Chandanangadi. His body with sandal paste and which is very beautiful with his effulgence, he reminds about melted gold. Sanyasa krit chamaha shanto nishta shanti parayanaha. He will appear as renounced sannyasa, unperturbed and serene. He is the great abode of peace and devotion who forces atheists and impersonalists to be quiet. So Bhishma Pitamaha also mentioned Lord Gauranga's form, his golden complexion, and he's going to come as sannyasa. So Bhishma Tila is also at this place, and this is all about Janudvip. And Modadrumadvip and the Rudradvip we will see tomorrow. So we will end it here. I have a video to show. Mataji, can I show? It's quick, 2-3. Couple of minutes it will take. Is it okay?
Yes, Mataji, I'll stop the recording. One second.
May your